I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The government of Himachal Pradesh in northern India just passed an anti-conversion law. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says the bill leaves open a great deal in interpretation and concerns Christians a great deal. The bill has yet to be signed into law. Dykstra urges prayer.
The more these laws are put into place, the more pastors will have a harder time spreading the gospel. The anti-conversion laws are ways of restricting the growth of Christianity. But we know, and looking at Christianity in other countries, when Christians are persecuted, it actually spurs the growth of Christianity.
Next, an organization predominantly white American and an organization that's predominantly African American are now partnering together in global missions. ABWE's E.C. Haskell says while the partnership will benefit both organizations, from ABWE's perspective, it makes their missionary sending force more effective.
There are places that they can go that a Caucasian, for example, would never be able to get into. So we're thinking that it can be a great association and partnership.
And two major missions conferences kicked off 2007, Urbana 06 and Passion 07. They were aimed at recruiting people into Great Commission service. HCJB Global's John Hurst says they've launched a weekly podcast called Missional Hands with new ideas on what it takes to be a missionary in the 21st century. Hurst says the podcast helps potential field workers understand the challenge of what does it mean to be about missions. Go to our website for more information. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power that will allow you to pray more effectively, especially for persecuted believers. That's Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.